Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. The Houston Texans are preparing for the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday in a Week 5 matchup. And today, on Wednesday, Larry Fitzgerald of the Cardinals spoke with the Houston media via conference call and compared himself with Houston Texans great Andre Johnson.
We got to ask you like we just asked Andre. It's not often you get the two guys that everybody says is the best in the league at their position on the same field, even though you guys are not playing against each other. Does going against a great receiver like that on the other sideline, does that do anything for you at all?
Yeah, I mean, I got the unique position this week. I mean, I might be the third best guy on the field, you know? I got Anquan Boldin, Andre Johnson. I mean, Kevin Walter is a damn good football player, and we got another one, Steve Breston. So I'm just fighting, scratching to get some balls this week and try to get this team a win, to be honest with you. But in all seriousness, Dre is this unbelievable player, man. Every time you watch him on tape, I mean, he just makes play after play after play, and it's not like here. I mean, we got two guys that are, you know, Pro Bowl players, you know, on our team, a receiver. Dre is, I wouldn't say he's by himself, but, I mean, you know, every week, you know, he's going to get his opportunities, and every week he just rises to the occasion, and he's a special, special player and a really good person as well.
What is the one thing that impresses you the most about Andre?
And, I like him. The thing I like about him best is most people probably wouldn't be able to get to say this either because they don't know him, but he has a really quiet humility about him, quiet confidence, and, I mean, it really makes you, really makes you like him even more, just the way he handles his business. I mean, he's had all the success you can ask for, somebody can ask for in the NFL, and, I mean, he handles it with so much class, and, I mean, he's a beaming example of, you know, how to do it right in the NFL.
Larry, after the playoffs that you have, which was as good as anybody in history, is it tough being Larry Fitzgerald now or better to be Larry Fitzgerald on and off the field?
Well, it depends on what game you're going to ask. It's going to depend on what game you got to catch me after. I'll tell you, be honest with you. Off the field, I liked it better before. This is, I go places now and it gets to be a little problematic, but I guess that's what comes with the territory. It's funny, you dream your entire life of being one of the best players you can possibly be, but nobody ever tells you about the stuff that comes with it off the field, you know what I mean? So, it's kind of funny.
Larry, you were talking about Andre a minute ago, and the best receivers, it seems like, really do tend to study their peers. What does your scouting report on Andre Johnson say?
My scouting report? How to stop him, or what does he do great?
What does he do great?
Well, first of all, he puts so much pressure on your team because he's so explosive off the line of scrimmage. You watch him run past. I mean, he comes off the ball. I mean, I've watched every single route he's run so far. Every week, my video team gives me every single route that he runs. Reggie Wayne runs. Randy Moss. I mean, I watch all of my peers pretty much every week when I got free time at the house. And, you know, he attacks the defense. He forces you to show your hand and what you're going to do immediately. And then, you know, he has such great timing with Schaub that, you know, even when he's not even open, you know, Schaub puts the balls in there tight for him, and he just makes tremendous catches. You know, he just continues to run at full speed all the time, and, you know, he forces coverages to dictate their hand. And that's why he makes so many plays down the field.
How is your style different than Andre's?
I wish I had his speed, man. I would love to have that kind of speed. I mean, Andre, when he's jogging, it's like he's running. And, I mean, he's so explosive. You know, my game was a little different. I'm a little bit more, you know, I'm not as fast as him. I'm not as explosive, but I think we're similar in terms of the way we attack the ball down the field. I think that we both are big play guys that, you know, like to spread the field and stretch the field.
Larry, even the best players like yourself have an off day on occasion. When you look back at those times where you haven't had a good game, what do you think causes that?
It varies from game to game. Sometimes, you know, defenses do a good job of just scouting you and taking away your strengths. Other times, you know, I wouldn't consider those games bad games. I mean, they might not be as productive as you would hope for on a personal level, but sometimes defenses, they're just a step ahead of you. And then other games where you're not playing well, you're not running your proper depth, things like that. Those things frustrate you the most because those are the self-inflicted blows, and those are what great players or any player want to stay away from.
Larry, Texans got two rookies in the secondary for they're going to be playing in the nickel, but Dante Robinson's the veteran. Dante missed preseason, so he says right now he feels like he's 100% for the first time, and he feels like he needs to be in this game. when you look at Dante's been in the league for a while.
That wasn't news I was trying to hear.
What do you think about him now that he says he's 100%?
Well, you know, if we played Dante a month ago, he played him 2 months ago, he's going to come out there and play. The one thing you got to love about him is he goes out there and he can piece his ass off every single snap. I mean, he goes out there and mixes it up. He really knows. I watched a couple of routes he broke up on Jacksonville. I mean, he's really starting to get his timing and, you know, getting his feet up under him. And he does a really good job of locating the football down the field and making plays on it. So, I mean, when we have our opportunities to go against him, you know, I have to make sure I'm doing everything that I'm coached to do to be able to beat him. And that's even going to be hard because, you know, he's a great player. And, you know, this is definitely a game I'll be able to measure where I'm at.
Antonio Smith's so excited he can't keep his feet on the ground. Are you guys, he's talking, saying some great things about y'all. What's it going to be like to see him on the other side?
Man, you know, I've been in the league 6 years now, and, you know, as you guys know, the NFL rosters change weekly. But me and Antonio came in together, and I just saw him grow as a man, as a football player. And, you know, it was kind of bittersweet for me personally because me and Tone, we really had a great relationship. We have a good great relationship as it is, and, you know, I know his family, and, man, so I never wanted to see him leave, but it's always good to see a guy, you know, go out there and get a big payday like he has. He's earned it, and I'm really happy for him, and I can't wait to see him and just tell him that in person.
Larry, after the playoffs, did your dad give you any advice that helped you deal with the fame and the success that you had, not just in off season, but coming into this season?
No, he didn't really say anything about dealing with it. He just said, "Be yourself. Just go out there and honor God and keep God first." And you know, he'll direct my path. I know that he's always done it, and I thought nothing's really going to change. You know, about off field success or any of that stuff. You know, I'm a football player. I want to be the best at what I do, and I'm going to continue to work to get there.
Larry, who do you think is the best receiver in football, and why? And it's okay to choose yourself.
Man, I mean that's really a tough question. I think, you know, the top five guys are, I mean, that could change weekly. You know, it's all about matchups and who's playing well. I mean, Dre, you know, obviously is in that top five. You know, Reggie Wayne, I definitely have to put in that top five. I would put myself in the top five. You know, you got Randy Moss. I mean, Deshaun Jackson's playing lights out right now. I mean, Steve Smith's playing lights out right now. I mean, you got a lot of guys around the NFL that are playing really good football. So, I mean, it's hard to say, you know, from week in to week out. I think you kind of have to assess that after the year is over.
The Steve Smith on the Panthers or the Giants?
Steve Smith is great, but Steve Smith from the Giants right now, he's playing lights out.
His ball club is 1-2, and head coach Ken Wisenhunt knows his team has a challenge in front of itself on Sunday against the Texans.
First off, can you talk about what it's been like having to move into the season, you know, with a new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, and some of the challenges that come up with that?
Well, there's always transition, you know, when you have that, but we've got some good young coaches that we feel very good about as far as growing into those positions. It's always hard when you lose good coaches that have worked hard for you, and, you know, what we did, we hope, by promoting from within, is you keep from losing a lot of the progress that you've made. So hopefully we'll play a little better and justify the fact that we're not a bad football team.
Ken, how you doing?
Good.
Texans went from from Oakland, where Jamarcus Russell's really struggling, to Kirk. And they've got two young DBs, but Dante Robinson said he's finally 100%. When you look at their defense, they've really struggled to this last game. What do you see?
I see a physical, young, aggressive defense. They've got a lot of young players, and they're similar to us from the standpoint of they've made a few mistakes that have led to big plays. And, you know, I really see a defense that's improving.
As a football coach and a former tight end, when you see Andre Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald on the field at the same time as a fan of the game, what does that mean for a fan to be able to watch both those guys at the same 60-minute period?
Well, I think anytime you're a fan, you want to see the best at any position when they're competing on the field. And I think that, in my opinion, you have two of the best players at that position in the league, and they'll both be on the field this Sunday when they play. So, you know, I certainly feel very strongly about Larry, but from watching Andre Johnson play in all these years and watching him on tape this year, I know what kind of player he is, and he's a very good football player. So it's exciting because, you know, a lot of big plays in the game are going to be made by these guys, you would think, so it creates excitement.
You know, you want to run the ball better, but tell us about Chris Wells. Now, what do you guys need to do to give you more balance?
Well, I think we've just got to, first of all, we can't fall behind like we did against Indianapolis. When we play Jacksonville, we have much better balance, and I think that made us operate a lot better efficiently. I mean, a lot better overall. But I think that Chris Wells, we just haven't had a lot of opportunities to get him into a flow of the game. Some of that was because he missed a lot of time in training camp with his ankle, and some of it's been the way the first three games have gone. But you never know how games are going to go, and we're hopeful that we'll get opportunities to see him carry in this game and that we'll have success doing it. But, you know, in this league, especially when you're week in and week out, you just never know.
When you look at the Texans' offense, they got a lot of weapons. What stands out for you?
Well, I think that the quarterback certainly, when he's comfortable, operates at a high level, and he has a lot of comfort in his tight end and his wide receiver, and they've both made big plays for him. And then Slayton, when he gets rolling, is certainly a force. So I think they've got a number of different ways to attack you, and they do a good job of incorporating all of their guys into it. And, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough matchup for us just from the standpoint of being able to match up with all their weapons.
Coming from Pittsburgh, you had this every year, but when you were the Cardinals coming off a Super Bowl season, how much tougher has it been now that, you know, you're not going to sneak up on anybody, you got respect? Is it, what have you tried to get through to your players about being a defending NFC champions?
Well, I don't think we really bought into that too much. I wish that our play had reflected better that we hadn't, but, we were a 9-7 football team that a lot of people didn't feel like we should be in the playoffs, so I don't think we have any reason to think that we can just show up and beat anybody. So, as indicated by our first three games, I think that the one thing that the message we've tried to give to our team is that we have to continue to work the way we did at the end of the year last year. That's what won games for us as much as anything, how we prepared and how we played. And this year whether teams look at us differently or play us differently or not, you know, I don't know. I think what this year has been about for us is mistakes. We've just made way too many mistakes, whether it was turnovers, whether it was busted coverages, things like that that have made it difficult for us to win games.
As you can imagine, it's Antonio Smith's pumped about this game, and was it going to be weird to look over and see him on the other sideline?
It will be different. Anytime you have a player that has made significant contributions to your organization, especially when you've had one of the best years ever in the history, it's tough. It's tough not to have Antonio with us because he did so much for us. But we certainly wish Antonio the best because he is such a good guy, first and foremost, and a good teammate. And it'll be tough to see him on the other side of the field. But, we all understand that that's the way the NFL works. And, you know, our guys will be fired up to see Antonio and understand the matchup that we're going to face in playing him.
Since Rod Graves is from here, I have to ask you this question. Rod obviously was instrumental in you coming there. Y'all's working relationship helped you get to the Super Bowl. What does Rod mean to the franchise, and what does he mean to you?
Well, Rod and I have a very good working relationship, so there's a lot of trust. There's a lot of communication that goes on with us, and, you know, I believe that it's been important to building our football team. And I think as far as what he means to the organization, he's a stabilizing force that's been with this team a number of years through a lot of ups and downs, that's had success in this league independent of this team. So, you know, I think that when you talk about somebody that's been to the Super Bowl before with an organization like Chicago that understands what it takes and has been in this position through tough times and then to where we had a good year last year, you know, you have a great deal of respect for him, and that carries weight with a number of people within the organization and within the league.